Yael, I've heard that there are some animals that have senses that we don't have. How can that be?
Well, Don, senses detect energy and chemical substances in an animal's environment. And in some environments, forms of energy are present that aren't present in ours. Since water is much better at conducting electricity than air is, electric fields spread through water, but not air. Some aquatic animals can detect this electrical energy with a special sense.
Why would that be useful?
Whenever muscles contract, they generate electrical signals. In dark and murky waters, predators with an electric sense can use these telltale signals to find their prey. Sharks, skates, rays, and some bony fish have an electric sense, and a few aquatic mammals, such as the platypus and some dolphins, do too. Some bony fish with an electric sense actively generate an electrical field. Two groups, one from Africa and the other from South America, have an organ derived from neural or muscle tissue specialized for generating electricity. This electric organ produces a field that surrounds the fish's body. Nearby objects distort the field, and the electric fish can detect these distortions and use them to sense its surroundings.
Can fish use the electric fields they generate to communicate with one another?
Yes. Some fish summon potential mates and warn off interlopers from their territories using electric calls.
But what is it like to sense an electric field?
A blind person can't fully know what it's like to see, and we can't fully know what it's like to have an electric sense. But we can learn quite a bit by studying what sorts of information animals get from it.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.